Oh, towards Fisher. The handball was too hot. Cut there by Lynch, who can snap his fourth, Tommy Lynch, and he has.
Tom Lynch, four goals against the Saints, and now just one spot out of the eight, sitting ninth, of course. 10 wins, 8 losses, and, of course, no Gary Ablett for the rest of the season. Tom joins us. G'day, Tom. Congratulations on your form.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Commiserations to a $900 fine, I see, from the Match Review panel.
Yeah, a few boys got fined, actually. Yeah, I had to take the guilty plea and got $300 off, but yeah, still got to pay the $900. So,
what do players think of fines, Tom? Are they worried about fines, or are suspensions missing weeks more of a deterrent?
I think both things. They're more no one likes paying fines, I guess. And the suspension hanging over, sort of striking those things, they definitely curb blokes from doing that.
Which person at the club would least like to pay a fine? Also, who's the tightest of the club?
Oh, I'd have to say Stephen May. He wouldn't.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, you won't see him wrestling then, will you?
No.
Hey, Tom, I'm going to play the bad cop here. I just want to take you back one week. I'm sorry to revisit this, but I'm still shaking my head at that first quarter against Brisbane, because it's probably the least competitive quarter of football I've just about ever seen an AFL side play, with that much on the line. Have you sort of, I mean, you would have drilled down on it a fair bit during the week. How and why did it happen?
Yeah, we had it. Obviously, it was, just wasn't up to standard at all. It was shocking first quarter, and we were just uncompetitive. I can't really say why it happened. I think we just had pretty much a player down, which is very rare. But we had a tough week last week, sort of popped our whack, and all week this leading into this game was just about contested footy and going and getting the hard ball. So we just talked about that the whole week, and we managed to turn around on the weekend. But yeah, we're definitely not getting too excited about the weekend. We know we've had a couple of shocking efforts the 2 weeks before that. So yeah, got four games left, so we can, so the rest of the season, I think we're just really going to focus on the getting in the hard ball and contested footy.
How important was it, just simply from the point of view of getting people off your backs, about the no Ablett, no Gold Coast factor?
Yeah, definitely. Gaz wasn't the reason he had those two bad losses. He obviously, you'd like him out there, but I don't think he'd make too much difference out there in those games. Where as a team, we just didn't play well, so it was a bit frustrating that that was a sort of, everyone thought, oh, because they're going to Gaz, they can't play. So it was good to get the win again and sort of get blokes off our bat back about that. But we got to take responsibility. We sort of gave it air by our performances without him.
Tom, Blue McKenna, your coach, he seems like a pretty nice guy when we talk to him. But I imagine he sparked up over the last couple of weeks. What was that like?
Yeah, he definitely... Yeah, he wasn't a nice guy. He sort of wasn't, didn't say many jokes around the club after the game, that's for sure. But yeah, he's good. He sort of, last week, thought we had a good week. We had a good chat after the game, after the Brisbane live game. And you can say it was a nice thing he said. But, yeah, we sort of had a real upfront chat and had a review that really sort of didn't treat us just what's off. We sort of reviewed it hard and managed to turn it around.
Tom, big game, Carlton coming up this week. It's a ripper. It's Eddie Head Stadium. Actually, played some good footy at Eddie Head this year. Are you looking forward to the challenge?
Yeah, can't wait to get down. Carlton, they're in form at the moment. They've come good the last probably month and a bit. They've been playing some really good footy. So, yeah, we lost by Eddie Head. We've played North and St Kilda there and had two good wins there and played some good footy. So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting down to Melbourne and playing against Carlton, who are in form at the moment. Be good test and a big game for us.
What sort of game style do you think you need to bring to the table against them? Because they've really played some more attacking footy of late. And you said you guys are concentrated back on the contested stuff. But, you know, it'd just be interesting to see what sort of game styles go head-to-head. What are you likely to bring out against them?
Yeah, well nothing much. We'll change a whole heap. We got to focus on the contested footy, as I said earlier. But I think we'll be able to really use our pace and run on the outside, guys like Bernal and Shaw and these guys. So, especially down at Etihad, a quick, fast deck. So, I think yeah, we just got to focus on winning contested footy and then getting on the outside when we can, using our legs against them.
Tom, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck against the Blues.
Thanks a lot.
Tom Lynch, kick four against the Saints on Saturday.